thousands of Wisconsin homes still struggle to get basic internet. In some rural areas, that's true even after the installation of broadband infrastructure. Avery Martinez has more on how some rural homes are trapped in what's known as the last mile between infrastructure and usability.
Every morning, Mike Hesse steps out the front door to a rude awakening.
That's how close fiber internet is to my farm home here.
From his porch, he points to an orange and white post in his front yard. It's a utility cap.
You got the vault 60 feet from my house, and you cannot hook us up.
And even though an internet line goes through his yard, and he mows around it each week, Hesse says it's only for businesses.
I just love to have him connect me from that box to my house.
His home in northeast La Crosse County near the Jackson border is just one of thousands across Wisconsin sitting beside working internet lines but unable to connect. Wisconsin has spent years incentivizing quality internet lines and infrastructure through grants and programs, but getting rural homes connected is still a challenge, even in areas with broadband upgrades.
That final mile is always the hardest to manage. There's a lot of complexities to getting fiber to the home with right-of-ways and easements and access.
That's Jackson County's Economic Development Director, Ken Pearson. He says there's still little incentive for internet providers to prioritize rural connections.
Those legacy providers want to go to the high-density hubs. That's where they make the most money. They want to have anchor tenants, usually in industry, manufacturing. So from a business standpoint, it makes sense why they do that.
Pearson says that impacts economic growth, schools, and property values. Jennifer Jennings runs Creekside Kennels and Shops in Jackson County. She's gone through multiple service providers trying to find one that works.
There's less customers out here, so the priority level for rural areas, whether it's in Jackson County here or elsewhere, is, I'm sure, pretty low for these companies.
She says it's affected her business.
Just the fact that we're rural doesn't mean we're not important.
Hesse's frustrated because the line through his lawn services a cell tower next door, but he can't access it. Even though he's tried several times, he wasn't successful. So instead, he's had to settle for a slow DSL connection.
Basically four copper lines bonded together to get me up to 20 megs.
20 megabytes per second is below what the state considers basic internet speed. It can take minutes to download a PDF.
And jump from this site to that site or whatever, it takes time, and it depends about where you're located.
And customers in most cities are at 100 megs.
And I've got neighbors who are begging and pleading, please, we'd like to be able to get at least 10 megs.
Hesse feels he's living rougher on the farm than his grandmother, who depended on catalogs and steam engines to stay connected to the world.
The mail was sorted on the train. Generally, the next day, she had her order, you know, a century ago.
And you can't download a PDF today.
And I can't.
The state estimates 165,000 places in Wisconsin lack access to high-speed internet. Many are smaller communities still trying to solve internet problems, like Jackson County, which Pearson said prioritizes web infrastructure as community development.
The long-term deliverability of having reliable high-speed internet brings advantage to our community. All of a sudden, families stay longer. They're invested in the community longer. They may decide that they want to move to the area instead of vacationing here.
For Mike Hesse, though, each night when he pulls into the driveway, he sees the orange and white pole.
For the life of me on this, the infrastructure's here. You know, I know it's active because you're providing service to the cell tower over here. What is the big problem?
Reminding him that fiber internet is under his lawn, but out of reach. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Avery Martinez.